Nithai Gopinanandi, there you go now. So, is there some question?
Yes. The first question. When we talk about mothers, who comes to our mind is Sachi?
Mother?
Yes, mother. Mother, Sachi Mata or Yashoda. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, Ratrani was said to be the supreme mother, the Ratha Thakurani. So why is she called so here?
Where?
Then the verse is, Kata upahalaane haena nakijani ragavela gale rate rata takurani. It's a...
Says Radha Thakurani. So it's giving her the supreme position. But we understand from the Srimad Bhagavatam, from Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, it says, Janmad yasya yatonvayad itaratas cha arteshu abhigyasarat. Same thing is also said in the Vedanta Sutra. Janmad yasya yataha. So it may be rendered as that from which everything is emanating, everything is being born from. So there's that kind of concept of, if you want to use the word mother, in relation to birth. But Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, he's saying, Janma Adi, the Adi, Janmadyasya, the Adi is a reference to Adi Rasa, Madhura Rasa, Mukhya Rasa, the principle. So, Srila Guru Maharaj will say, Madhura Rasa is the original, and all the others are clients or satellites. So, although we hear one sequence presented as Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsala, Madhura, subdivided in Svakya, Parakya. Really, what's being indicated is that Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, together, they are the Supreme Absolute Truth from which everything is coming. Everything, including Vatsalya Rasa, springing out of Madhura Rasa. Right? Client, satellite, that concept. So, me here, I'm thinking once and and we have to be very careful in discussing these things. When Srila Guru Maharaj was asked why so often he's saying, Dial Nitai, Dial Nitai, Nitai, Chaitanya, Dial Nitai. He said, because when we're speaking of Krishna consciousness, inevitably, some high things may be said. Why? Because Krishna consciousness is the highest of high things. And in speaking, mentioned Yashoda, Sachi Mata, these divine personalities, we don't want to speak in such a way as to, from a lower position, we're analyzing them or calling their positions into question. We should be very careful about thinking those things. After all, We want to be in a position to receive their grace. So, because Guru Maharaj has given so much example and analysis contrasting Madhura Rasa to others, demonstrating its superiority, particularly on the basis of the Ramananda Samvad, Jar Jai Rase Hoi Se Sarvutam. It's mentioned there that whatever rasa one is experiencing or tasting, naturally, they will think there is nothing better than this. But we're told, by a comparative analysis, Madhura rasa will be seen and experienced to be the sweetest and all-inclusive of the others. Whatever is found in, you know, Shantarasa is found in Dasya Rasa. What is found in Shanta and Dasya is included within Sakya Rasa. What is found within Vatsalya Rasa, or within Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, is found in Madhura Rasa, in Vatsalya Rasa. And Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, they're all included within Madhura Rasa. So sometimes Guru Maharaj, and it says, oh, tatasta vichar, but by an impartial judgment, we'll say, this one is determined to be sweeter or superior. That means an impartial analysis. Right? So, but when Srila Guru Maharaj heard that in his name people were deprecating Vatsalya Rasa or other positions, he said, my heart is mortified to hear these things. And he said, what is their conception? Not a proper conception of the exalted position of the others. And he said, every morning, the first duty of Radharani and the Braja Gopis is to go to the Nanda Bhavan, the house of Nanda Yashoda, and they're giving their dandavats at the doorstep of Mother Yashoda. And we'll see in different places Rupa Goswami is that someone coming here or just going up and down the road? Pardon me? Oh, okay. Rupa Goswami gives a famous verse where from the mouth of Chandravali, she's expressing envy for the flute of Krishna. So this is very peculiar because we will take it that the flute is in Shantarasa, and by analysis that means in a lower position. And here, Radharani's competitor, right? The in one sense, the number two, she's saying how much envy they have towards the flute, saying that what it, and pointing out that Gurudev liked this verse a lot. What is that? Chandrakena, Nirasa, Nirashashi. Forget. Murali, I forget, but they're pointing out that the same word for knots in the flute, like in the bamboo, is the same for holes. It means also flaws. So they're saying the flute is flawed in so many ways, but what is meant for us is being intercepted by the flute. And the flute is a male, and it's a, like joking, teasing sloka. But who's in the very highest position, showing not only some appreciation, but envy for that position. This generally, Gurudev said, when we hear Narottam Thakur's song about kam, krodha, lobha, moha, matsarja, how kam could be utilized, how krodha, the anger of Hanuman, he's engaging that. It's being told in different ways. That energy that may come to a particular servitor, how to dovetail that, engage that in service. He said, but we're not told anything for matsarja, how to engage envy. But here, this is divine envy. The flute, and we're told simultaneously the relatives of the flute, the parents of the flute, the Jamuna, the riverbank, they're thinking, oh, like people are proud that one of their own, their relatives, has done well in life, achieved a very high position. So they're with great pride, the bamboo. We have so much bamboo here. They should all be respected. Their relative, the relative of all of our bamboo, at the lips of Krishna. So they're very happy to see their relative got such a high position. But Chandravali, she's this type of man, anger and resentment of the flute. But indirectly, she's glorifying its position. So, Bishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where it's mentioned Devaki, Yashoda. So it's appropriate to give some sort of analysis, but he gives very briefly, because some comparison comes about when Brahma Vimohan Leela steals the cowherd boys and the calves. So for a year, the mothers of those cowherd boys, the mothers, cows of those calves, they get to take the mother position with Krishna. So he's pointing out different things, but when it comes to making a comparative analysis between Devaki and Yashoda, he says one thing, two things, and stops and says, no more to be said. For the same reason, Guru Maharaj is saying, dial nitai, dial nitai, dial nitai. To Pujala Raghava Gaurava Bhange, to worship that plane and everyone there. It's all an extension of Krishna, Radha and Krishna. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitabhis Tabirja Eva Nijarupataya Kalavi. Goloka eva nivasat akilat mabuto govinda mari purusham tamaham bhajamin. So from that position, everything's coming from there. And should not be seen as divorced from that position. If Rupa Goswami is giving some analysis, we worship that, or Ramananda. But we're not to think too much about it. But in a sweet way, when Mahaprabhu, in his pastimes, dealing with Venkatabhata, Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj said, in a very simple way, he said, you know, Lakshmi and Narayana Vaikuntha. We thought the Vaikuntha world is unlimited, but one Lakshmi for one Narayana. Right? We're saying, Lalate Keshavam Jain Narayanam Atore Bhakshmi Madhvam Tu Govindam Kandakupake Vishnu Chadak, etc. All these different forms. One Vishnu, one Lakshmi for one Narayana. He said, but Goloka, Lakshmi sas, Sahasra Satasam Brahma Sevyamanam Govinda Mari Purusham Tamahame. Hundreds and thousands and millions for Krishna. For one Krishna. In Dwaraka, 16,108 queens. What was limited in Ayodhya, where that sort of seva is introduced, Sita Ram, but limited to one queen. He needs to go on parikrama. She, he, she. Hare Krishna. I mean, not like, you know, Minsk or Tomsk or something. Anyway, as I was saying, so Ayodhya, Vaikuntha, Rama, Lakshmi, so, but the type that seva is limited in Ayodhya to Sita, expanded in Dwaraka to 16,108 queens, and is noteworthy that Narada observes this one Krishna, but his, what is it, Vilas expansions, they're identical. Can expand 16,108 times. Told not there, we're told yogis can expand, what, 8 times? Shobari Rishi. They all come out as soon as I think it's going to soon become cold and you're going to want to hibernate. How many times? Thank you. So, one Krishna, not like the yogis who can expand into many places, but it's really like like TV, doing the same thing in different places. But Narada observed, not so with Krishna. One Krishna operating in 16,108 unique ways. Those queens, 16 variety, and Radharani is expanding in that way. 16 varieties of Shaktis. The moon is said to have 16 phases. So like that, 16 unique different types of energies, and then each one expanded 1,000 times. 16,000. And then add another 108. So, sometimes Ma means Lakshmi Devi, like Madhava, the husband of the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi. Then there's Maha Lakshmi, But as Mahaprabhu told Venkatabhatta, those Lakshmis, really, they are gopis. And as Brahma Sangita is saying, Ananda Chenmaya Sadujvala Vigrahasya Noah. I said it before. Ananda Chenmaya Rasa Pratibhavitavis Tabiri Eva Nija Rupataya Kalami. They're all of her expansions. So really, everything is coming from her. But in a sweet way, and charming way, some comparative analysis is being given. As when Mahaprabhu is touring South India during the rainy season, and he visits Venkatabhatta. And that's a four-month period. Every day they're having some harikatha, relishing one another's company. Just like it says in Bhagavad Gita, Matschita madgata prana bodhayanta rasparam katayanchastamam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. This is how devotees are nourished. Tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Just like eating a feast. They're feasting on descriptions of Krishna. As when Krishna was holding the Govardhan Hill, the inhabitants of Vrindavan just looking at Krishna for 7 days. They're just drinking, feasting on the beauty of Krishna. What does Jayadeva Goswami say? Ananga Utsavam. Krishna's body is like a mahotsav, a festival. Vishve Shamanaranjanena Janayan Ananda Mindivara Shreni Shamala Kamalayam Anangotsavam Ananga Utsav. So Mahaprabhu and Venkatabhatta. Everything's going nicely, and then one day Mahaprabhu says to him, "Why does your Lakshmi want to have rasa with my Krishna?" He's like joking a little bit, teasing. Why? As a Siddhanta Tattva Veda P. Sri Shu Krishna Rupaya. And Venkatabhatta, his high class South Indian Brahmin, he's saying, well, really, Krishna and Vishnu, Siddhantically speaking, they're one and the same. So what's the harm there? They are identical, practically speaking. So what's the harm? Mahaprabhu is saying, yes, that's true. We can understand their oneness, their similarity. He said, but she's unable to achieve that. And not only that, the Dandakaranya Rishis, the Veda Stutis, the personified Vedas, and others, they get that position. So what was sought after by the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi herself, and could not be achieved, others have achieved that. How can you explain that? And gradually, Venkatabhatta realizes this is leaving the realm of human discussion. It's mentioned where in the Mahajano Yena Gata Tarko Patishtana, Achintya kalu ye bhava natang starkena yojayet. Matters that are inconceivable, they're not a subject to argument. Right? What are we left with? Revealed truth. To hear, right, from Omni, descending the Dhamna Svena Siddha Narasta, that the spiritual world is reveals itself. You don't discover it through argumentation. Can descend into the heart, the consciousness of someone. Swadhan vato nushanayad atavarnayajad. In a particular description, on the basis of the inner awakenment of faith in that person. So, the Nagaputnis, they had that type of awakening. The wives of Kaliya, Kasyanu Bhavo Shachadeva Vidmahe, Kavangri Renu Sparishadikara, Yadvanchana Sri Lalana Charatapo Vihaya Kamam Suchiram Dhritavrita. They know that. How exalted are, this is their sloka. They say, Yadvanchana Sri Lalana Charatapo. The Lakshmi Devi entered the Tapovan for lifetimes, performing some austerities so that she could enter the rasa dance, yet could not enter. The devotional position and the achievement of devotion and the proper appreciation for devotees will be understood by contrasting the different positions, but not in an offensive way, like interrogation. When Krishna is brought to Mathura, at Akrura, comes and takes Krishna and Balaram from Vrindavan, and they're Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd men are going to pay the yearly tribute to Kamsa, and Kamsa has a plan to kill Krishna. When Krishna enters Mathura, the ladies of Mathura, Gopyastapa Kimacharanyaramusha Rupam, Lavanyasara Masamordva Ananya Siddham, Drigbi Pivantu Binavam Durapam, Ekanta Dhamma Yashasha Shriya Aishwaryasya. They're contrasting their own good fortune with someone whose good fortune exceeds theirs. That's another symptom of devotees. Whatever good fortune has come to them by the grace of Guru and Vaishnava, they're contrasting their own good fortune with someone they see as having exceeded their own good fortune, who's in a more fortunate position. Gopyastapa kimacharanyaramushan. They're thinking, Krishna's so beautiful. Right? Srutva gunan bhuvana sundarasan batam te. The most beautiful thing in the world, so to speak. Right? So they're thinking, now that we've had a glimpse of Krishna, and our good fortune is achieved in this moment, immediately their minds and hearts turn to the Braja Gopis. What did they do? And then Lakshmi, Yadvanchana Sri Lalana Charatapo. She did austerities and couldn't yet. Well, did these gopis, did they do some kind of austerities that they've achieved a position where they are endlessly, incessantly drinking the beauty, the inconceivable beauty of Krishna. Yam shama sundaram achintya guna swarupam, was inconceivably beautiful. What did they do? Srinivasacharya, Prabhupada liked to sing, Gopi Bhava Rasamritab Dilahari Kalola Magno Muhur. The Goswamis, they were absorbed. And Gopi Bhav, waves, relishing waves of that sort of divine ecstasy. So, and what are they noted for? What is their method? Self-giving, right? Atma-nivedanam to the extreme. It's mentioned in the concluding sloka of the Upadeshamritam of Rupa Goswami. Yat prestayarapi asulabha. Something like that. That how Radha Kunda is a rare achievement for the Parama Prestha Sakis, the highest section of gopis. It's a rare achievement for them. Guru Maharaj and his Prapanna Jivanamritam has Srila Saraswati Thakur quoted one of his compositions where he says, Vrindavana hoyate shrestha govardhana shaila gandharvika giridhari jata kridha koila. Superior to Vrindavan is Govardhan. This is always gradation, Ramananda Sambad, gradation, higher, deeper. Superior to Vrindavan, Govardhan. But we understand, superior to that, Radha Kunda. And Srila Guru Maharaj said when they were on the Brajamandal Parikrama with Srila Saraswati Thakur, when it came to Radha Kunda, he made some distinction even further. The shore, the tata, and the waters of Radha Kunda, of which the glories are sung in the Puranas, but also in the Upadeshamritam of Rupa Goswami. But that said, Srila Saraswati Thakur said, this, look, if jnana tipena bhasvata, it can't mean ordinary jnana, then should we think the water of Radha Kunda is ordinary water? Srila Saraswati Thakur said, it is. Well, Guru Maharaj said first, it is Radharani in liquid form, and what is she personifying here? Atmani Vedanam to the extreme. One who's wholly given themselves over to Krishna, bathe in the waters of that sort of atmanivedanam, self-sacrifice. That's what it means. So, Mahaprabhu told Venkatabhata, because Lakshmi Devi tried to enter retaining her form of opulence is not possible. But rather, what is required is Gopi Bhav and Gopi Deho, the heart and divine form. Then he cautioned, he said, but, so we told him, don't think offensively about Lakshmi Devi. For, as we are, Lakshmi Sahasra Sadasam Brahma Sevyamam. They're also Lakshmis. And we're told she's eternally residing on the Lord's chest. Still, Radharani's position is singled out as being supreme. Radha Madaya Hriday Tatyaja Braja Sundari. In the Ramananda Sambad, when Ramananda Roy is singing the glories of Srimati Radharani to give some example, a way of understanding to which degree she is superior. He's saying, in the midst of the Rasa Leela, where there are arguably 3 billion gopis, but Krishna left all of them behind to search for one. So that's like mathematics. Like Gurman said, quality gives us relief from mathematics. So one cancels 3 billion. So if you want to say that person is 3 billion times more qualified, then you can say that. Even that would only be a general estimation. Anyara hridoyaman moraman brindavan. And she says, it's voiced by Mahaprabhu before Jagannath in the Jagannath Rath Yatra, that normally a person's heart and mind are considered the one, but my heart and mind are identical with Vrindavan. So in this way we can understand that the whole spiritual world is a construct. Right? If it's Shraddha Mayoyam Loka, Seva Mayoyam Loka, where is this all coming from? From her heart, how she conceives expanding the service of Krishna. Therefore, as you mentioned, that's what I'm saying, Sri Radha Thakurani, she is in the supreme position. Another question?
In the Bhagavatam, there's a story.
I also want to say this, that in the Harapanjami festival, that is a time when Swarup Damodar expresses some observations. I just said the whole spiritual world, some of my things. How? So, when Srivas Thakur is singing the praises of Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, and the opulence of Vaikuntha, and suggesting that Vrindavan, by comparison, is something less than that. Saying, what is the comparative opulence of Vrindavan compared to Lakshmi Devi and Vaikuntha? She's sitting on a throne of jewels, divine jewels, with such opulence. And what do they have in Vrindavan? A rural scene, some trees, flowers, milk, cows, milk, like it's very simple. Whereas Vaikuntha is so opulent. Mahaprabhu warned him not to tease Swarup Damodar in this way. He said, he is a Shuddha Brijbasi. Be careful what you say in front of him. Opulence is not in his dictionary. Right? But the intent of Srivas Thakur was to get Swarup Damodar to come out. And Swarup Damodar is saying, no, it's not that I don't understand opulence, but I think, Srivas, you maybe some temporary insanity on your part, or maybe you've forgotten what is the opulence of Vrindavan. That Vrindavan described by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamritam, it's a prakrita. It appears to be measurable. So he's saying, and again, we have to move, what is it, kilometers, like say 50 kilometers by 50 kilometers, something like that. I was saying the spiritual world, that Vrindavan, Janmad Yasyataha, where everything is coming from, it's 50 by 50. It's saying it appears to be that way. It appears to be that size. Then he gives an example. He's saying, Chintamani's Charanabhushanamanganam, Sringara Pushpataravas Tanavasuranam, Vrindavane Brajadanam Nanukamadenu, Vrindani Cheti Sukhasindhu Ahovibhuti. Oh, but what opulence is there? And we're told, and one part of the soil of Vrindavan is the unlimited Vaikuntha world. Right? Some places it will say that the average Vaikuntha planet is a million yojanas in diameter. Right? And there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets. And in one part of the spiritual sky, there's the Mahat Tattva with the innumerable universes. So we're thinking, it's really getting bigger and bigger. We're told all of that it can be found in one atom of the soil of Goloka Vrindavan, which is appearing to be 50 by 50. So how is that possible? It's like when Guru Maharaj asked Achyutananda, and Achyutananda said, like, you know, an apple seed and an apple. And Guru Maharaj said, beautiful, but wrong. Kaviraj Goswami gives the example. That if you take sugar cane juice, a vat of sugar cane juice, and you start condensing it, it will turn into molasses, into gore, into sugar, until at last this giant vat is in one rock of rock candy was a vat of sugar cane juice. And here we're talking about the most intense concentrated sweetness. When all the opulence is condensed and concentrated, so it's suppressed in the land of sweetness. Mukti mukulitanjali sevate sman dharmartha kama gataya samaya pratiksha. Narottam Thakur saying mukti is waiting with with folded palms to serve the devotee if needed, if called for. All the opulence of Vrindavan is in a suppressed position. Krishnara jateka kela sarvatam naralena naravapu tahara sarup gopa vesh venukar navakishor natabar naralila hoyanarup. And the human-like pastimes of Krishna are just perfect for the sweetest expression of the highest reality with suppressed opulence. How suppressed? So in that soil, this is what we hear in the Bhagavad Gita. Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vriksha lakshavateshu surabhi avi. Probably is very similar. Lakshmi sahasrashatasam brahma. So the Chintamani gem. Right? One Chintamani gem has more opulence than the sum total of the Vaikuntha worlds. One gem. And what does Bilva Mangal say? Chintamani's charan bhushanamanganam. That the gopis, they wear anklets that are made out of Chintamani gems. So that means there is more opulence on the ankle, the divine ankle, the lotus feet of one Braja gopi than the whole spiritual realm. Srivas Thakur teased Sarup Damodar to hear him say these things so that they would come out. So that Vrindavan, Anyaro Hridoyaman, Moraman Vrindavan, Radharani is saying, my heart and that Vrindavan are one and the same. So when she is praying in Kurukshetra, and they meet there, and saying, I want you to put your lotus feet back in Vrindavan. After, what is it, maybe almost 50 chapters of the 10th count, the pastime shift from Vrindavan to Mathura to Dwaraka, like that. But that meeting will come. And they'll say, they want not Krishna in the Rajvesh, the dress of a king, with the Lokaranya, people forest. That's what they think a city is. It's a forest full of people, like, they got more people than trees. Not Brindaranya, but Lokaranya. Not Gopavesh, but Rajavesh, in the dress of the king. They're looking. What kind of Krishna is Krishna without a flute? Indispensable. Priya Saki. Murali Priya. No flute and the dress of a king. This is not their Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan, who's at the right hand of Srimati Radharani. Ahushchite nalina nava padaravindam yogeshware hridivajindam agadabode sangsara kupa patito taranavalambam geham jisham api manasu diyat sadana. But when they're appealing to Krishna, they, or through his representatives, they're mentioning, doesn't he miss his mother and father? Doesn't he miss his friends? Doesn't he miss his cows? They're not mentioning themselves. After a while, does he ever remember us? But he must be missing his father and mother and brother and friends and cows and hometown. And it's amazing, this type of sweetness of expression from the premic bhaktas. And this is how they own, control, copyright, trademark Krishna. He is irresistibly drawn to them. As they are irresistibly drawn to him, he is irresistibly drawn to them. Ahang bhakta paradino hyasvan tantra eva dvija. In the beginning of the Bhagavatam, the absolute big, long slokas, he's declared. He's, you know, for himself, by himself. Only he knows everything. Everything's meant for him. He's totally independent. You never know what he's going to do. But here, ahang bhakta paradino hyasvan tantra eva dvija. But my devotees, in their presence, it's as if I lose, my independence. I can't give them up. I can't operate independently of what they want. That's not possible. through the vehicle of that pastime with Ambarish Maharaj and Durvasa Muni, these sort of things came out. Everybody searching for Krishna. Directly or indirectly. Itaratas. While we're just singing in Dhammadarasagam, Yasho to be O Lukala Davamanam Param Ristam Atyant Drutya Gopya. When the last time Srila Govindamar, Srila Gurudev was in Navadvip, inexplicably, he appeared to be in a very divine state of consciousness, ecstatic happiness. And he was singing some song. I asked him, what is this? And he said, how did he say? Nandarani. She is offering the Pradeep, the Arati lamp, to the lotus face of Krishna. That's what he was singing. And he was so charmed by that. He seemed, appeared at that moment to be unlimitedly happy. With that. Gopyada de Kritagasi Dhammatava Dhyate Dushashu Kali Lanjana Sambramaksham. Kunti, mesmerized by the image of Krishna running from Mother Yashoda and the kajal, the black mascara on his eyes. He's crying. It's running down his lotus face, making him look beautiful in a peculiar way. And Mother Yashoda is chasing after him with a stick. So her position is fixed. So when we're thinking the mother of Krishna, Yashoda. And Devaki, Yashoda. Mahaprabhu, Sachi Mata. And if we're in Bengal and someone says Ma, we think Ma Kali. That time we're driving with Jayadev. Gurudev's driver, who has like cataracts and then big thick glasses that have become smoked over the years. And on that time, it was early in the morning and there's dense fog on the road. And he's driving. We're going to have a head-on collision with another car. And I screamed, Krishna. Bhakti Kiran Giri Maharaj said, Radhe. And Srila Govinda Maharaj said, Jai Ma Kali. And then, he's not going to bother Radharani or Krishna about these things. But we like it that way. Mother Yashoda, Sachi Mata, Radha Thakurani, they all, it's all good. Mother Yashoda, she knows that Radharani got a benediction from Durvasa Muni that whatever she cooks will taste sweeter than nectar. So that allows for her to call for Radharani to her house to cook for Krishna. Makes one of her specialty, the Manohar Ladu, but other inconceivable things. That's the way it is. In the reality, that's the way we've heard it, that's the way we like it. Pujala Raghapat Gaurava Bange Matala Sarujana Bishai Rangye. Very, with folded palms and bowed head, approached that plane under the guidance of Guru and Vaishnava and Rupa Nugalayan. Sri Guru, Kritimati Guru Gauranga Radha Jitasa. Gaura Gata Grandi. Nityam Rupa Nuga Sri Kritimati Guru Gauranga Radha Jitasa. Hari Harai Namah Krishna Yadavaya Namah.